Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Georgia. There was a big election in Georgia yesterday, primary election. And it was a clean sweep for the people whom Trump attacked and opposed. Trump's candidates went down in flames. This is being described, not by me, this is being described nationally as the end of Trump's revenge tour, his grudge fest. Trump can't get over the fact that he lost, He lost the election in 2020. Kellyanne Conway, now she's the one, I don't know if you remember, they did a spoof on her on Saturday Night Live as if she was the star of Fatal Attractions. I don't know if you remember that, but it was a really powerful piece. She's the one who said, when she was challenged by someone who said Trump was lying, she said he had, quote, alternate facts, end quote, which is an Orwellian statement right out of 1984 by George Orwell. Well, she's written a new book called Here's the Deal. And the funny thing about it, none of this, these books that are coming out of these characters are great literature, but they have little nuggets in them that they release day at a time. And here's a nugget. In it, she said, quote, this is Kellyanne Conway now, quote, Trump lost the election, but supplicant after sycophant after showman tried to convince him otherwise, end quote. And apparently in this book, I have not read this book, but I may, simply to see some of these revelations. She is saying that he was surrounded by supplicants, people who wanted something, a position or whatever, sycophants, just brown noses, and showmen, just, you know, I mean, I'd say somebody like a Steve Bannon or a Roger Stone, they just, you know, they might as well be in the circus, just flat out kept telling them, you won that election, there was fraud. And Trump is so emotionally unstable, truly emotionally unstable, that he kept picking up on it and picking up on it and get swept up on it. And now he's on a revenge tour. And remember, I said yesterday, I quoted something he just said that, quote, he said to a Republican conference the other day, quote, we are coming back in 2024 with vengeance and with a vengeance. Now, with a vengeance is a, you know, it's a trite phrase, meaning I'm coming back with a vengeance. In other words, all right, I'm down, but I'm not out. I'm coming back and I'm going to keep up the fight. Coming back with vengeance. You know, people don't like vengeance. I mean, it's a weird thing. It's violent and strange and nasty, really nasty. People don't like to vote for vengeance. This is a vengeance tour and it's going all over the country, but in Georgia, it was stopped. And here's what happened. Governor Brian Kemp, the incumbent, beat David Perdue by a wide, wide margin. Brian Kemp was the guy. Everybody goes, oh, St. Kemp, St. Brian Kemp. What a great, no, he's not a great guy at all. He's the guy in 2018 ran against Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams had a slight edge in the polls. And what he did is he was Secretary of State at the time trying to be governor. He threw a couple hundred thousand people off the voting rolls in Atlanta. That was her base, and she ended up losing by 45,000 votes. So he is a no-goodnik, and he'll do it again this time against her, now as he's governor. But the reason Trump hates him is because when the vote came in, Trump lost Georgia by about, oh, something like 14,000 votes. It's a big state. Last time a Republican had lost Georgia was in 1992 when Bill Clinton beat George H.W. Bush in Georgia. Bill Clinton, the Southerner from Arkansas, sort of a compadre culturally anyway. And part of this, most of it is Trump's own fault because two Democratic senators got elected that year too. How did that happen? That happened because Trump went around the state shooting his mouth off, saying this whole thing is a fraud. Elections are frauds. Don't even bother to vote. And enough of his people took that to heart. If he kept his mouth shut and they'd voted, it would have been a lot. It could have been a lot different. So he recruited David Perdue. David Perdue was the Georgia senator who was beaten by Jonathan Ossoff. Perdue was sort of a moderate. When he lost, he said, well, you know, I lost, and that's the way politics is. And he went into the weeds. Trump pulled him out of the weeds, the sneaky little eyes, pulled him out of the weeds, said, you were the subject of fraud too, and induced him. He just thought with Trump's endorsement, he was a shoo-in to attack Kemp on the fraud thing. Well, no one buys the fraud thing. People that were being interviewed down there said, look, we're tired of all this. What's past is past. Let's look to the future. They don't want to vote for vengeance. And so Perdue, out of character, because he had been sort of a moderate, you know what he said? You know, he attacked Stacey Abrams to show that he was tougher on racial issues than Kemp. They're talking Georgia here. You know what he said to Stacey Abrams? He said, go back where you came from. Now, wait a minute. Stacey Abrams' ancestors had probably been here because many were dragged here unwillingly for over a hundred and a couple hundred years. They're probably here longer than his ancestors. That's just a very strange thing to say, trying to stir up some nativist sentiment against her. In any event, Kemp just kept his head down. And there's a feeling among people that look at this stuff, and I share it, that governor is different from senator. President's different from senator. Mayor is different from senator. People will vote for senators, and they'll vote for congressmen because they basically look on them as windbags who just give speeches. But the buck stops with the governor, buck stops with the president, buck stops with the mayor. And basically what they're looking for in a governor is somebody they either they like, or at least he hasn't angered them, and he's competent. Now, I would not vote for Kemp because he threw a couple hundred thousand people off the voting rolls in Atlanta, and he has signed legislation down there now, really right-wing legislation trying to suck up to the far right. But he was seen as generally competent, or at least more competent than Trump and Perdue. And he hadn't really angered anybody. He angered Trump, but he didn't go around angering anybody else, and he got in by a wide margin. Trump also endorsed a guy named John Gordon for attorney general. But there is a Republican attorney general named Chris Carr. And Chris Carr has a low profile. I doubt that I've even mentioned him on the show. Haven't had to. Chris Carr beat the Trump guy, John Gordon. The 800-pound gorilla of all these races was for Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. Now, Brad Raffensperger is a Republican. He backed Trump in 2016. Conservative Republican. When he saw the returns come in, he couldn't believe it. Biden won by 14,000 votes. So he ordered several recounts and a forensic audit. Forensic means legal. In other words, looking for fraud. And there was a hand count, which is very rare. He got down in the weeds. I didn't even like that. Normally, you count it a couple of times, and then the burden's on someone else to show something's wrong. But he did that, and nothing changed. Biden still won by about 14,000 votes. Trump ginned up a guy named Jody Tice, T-I-C-E, a congressman in Georgia, who's truly bad news. You haven't heard a lot of him, but he'd be sort of like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Mo Brooks and Paul Gosar, bad news. So Jody Tice comes in on the revenge tour, and Jody Tice goes, there was fraud. Raffensperger is a dog. He shouldn't be reelected. And Raffensperger was the guy that Trump threatened. Trump threatened him in a recorded phone call that said, you have to dig up 11,570 votes. I don't know why that, because I think he lost by more than that, but whatever the amount was, he wanted one more vote. So he claimed I won, which is pathetic. Claim I won. And Raffensperger said, I can't do that. Mr. President. And he recorded the call without letting Trump know. And there are things called two-party states and one-party state. Wisconsin's a one-party state, so is Georgia. All that requires to record a phone call is the consent of one party. Well, that's you, because you're doing the recording. But some states, I think Pennsylvania and Illinois used to be, you need both parties or it's a crime. So be very careful. Don't be just recording calls. And there's another prohibition. Lawyers can't do it without telling the other guy for ethical reasons. In any event, I don't know if Brad Raffensperger is a lawyer, but one party consent. He recorded the call with Trump. I've heard it on the air, as you have. And Trump said, you got to come up with these votes, you know, or you could be criminally prosecuted. That's called extortion. If you call someone up and say, do something illegal for me, or I'm going to have you prosecuted, that is a felony. And the DA in Atlanta and the U.S. attorney in Atlanta are both investigating that. What's to investigate? This happened over a year ago. Get off the dime, guys. Well, I'll tell you when they're not getting off the dime. They got death threats against them and their kids. And this was ginned up by Trump, who gave a speech in Arizona saying these are racist. This is him saying, going against him. And if they try to do anything, you know how to take care of them. You know, all this oblique language about taking care of people or doing something about it, if that was said by the mafia, the feds would go in and shut it down. Why is it not being shut down in the Republican Party? Why all these implications? Why all of these strong implications of violence deterring people from doing their jobs? You should be prosecuted for that. In Texas, unfortunately, Ken Paxton, who was indicted for securities fraud 7 years ago, and they haven't gotten around to getting him to trial, beat George P. Bush, that is Jeb Bush's son. In Cuellar versus Cisneros, Cuellar has 52.7% right now, Cisneros 47%, so it's 5 points. Half the votes counted. We won't know what's happening there. Big day in the primaries, but the good news, the big news, is the Trump revenge tour got shut down in Georgia. Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.